The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for the night in sports. And on this show, we have no time to waste. Hope you all enjoyed Twitter Spaces just a little bit ago with Prop Stars. Don't forget about our big prop extravaganza on Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. But later tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Early Edge Live with me and the entire crew. Counting down to Thursday Night Football, the Falcons and the Panthers. But let's bring in the stars of the show right here. I can't even talk. I'm so damn excited. We got the Speculator. We got Mikey B. So where do I start? Well, I'm going to start with the man who yesterday went against all the odds and said, I'm going to take the Jazz on the road in Atlanta, getting 4, and they won on the court. Speculator, give me another winner today.
Hey, we're going to go with another thing at plus with a plus spread line. We're going to skip the Thursday night game because it's super unpredictable and go straight to Sunday. And we're going to start with Seattle plus 2.5. Our Sportsline AI model has Seattle winning this game by 2 points. However, due to all of the travel going on, we're going to take the points here. All you really need to know is Tampa Bay in the last 4 games, 3 losses, and the only win was against the Rams where they won on basically the last play of the game. And they've averaged only 15 points a game. Seattle, on the other hand, last 4 games, 4 wins by an average of 12 points. And 3 of those games, they were underdogs in 3 of them. And so the market refuses to put Seattle as a favorite game. And as a Niners fan, it really hurts me to keep going to Seattle as a play. But we're going to go with it. Our second pick we got here today is going to be a pick that both the Maestro and I have on the site. He got it yesterday at plus 5. I have it today at plus 3.5. And that is the Minnesota Vikings plus 3.5, as I said. Our Sportsline AI model has this at a 54% chance probability to cover for the Vikings. And at minus 110, that gives you about a 2% edge, even if Josh Allen does play. Now, we're assuming the fact that he does, but if he doesn't, this is going to be a great line, so you might as well lock it in now. We're really just taking a calculated risk here.
I like this calculated risk, though, because he didn't practice yesterday. He didn't practice the day before. And let's be honest, the Vikings are a pretty good team, even if Josh Allen was going to play. So I love this play.
Exactly.
The Seahawks, let's stop sleeping on the Seahawks. This is a legit team. Geno Smith is a legit quarterback. I'm done with all that other talk. I love those two plays. And if you're wondering, why do we give them out today? It's to beat the number. Look at the numbers. 3.5, that's key. You don't want it to go to 4. Well, we do. But you don't want to go down to 3. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I love those two plays.
It already moved from that 5 that Maestro had yesterday to 3.5. Get it now before it keeps going the other direction.
Listen to the Speculator, everybody. He has that name for a reason. Now, somebody in the chat said, are we going to get a Cash with the Coach pick today? Well, I went 3-0 yesterday, but no picks here, but I will have one or two on that dangerous Thursday night game coming up tonight. But we do have one play from Sportsline itself, and my main man, Micah Roberts, laid it out tonight. Tulsa, Memphis, we're going to go over 62. Why? Well, Memphis, all they want to do is have shootouts. Now, Tulsa, on the other hand, 2 weeks ago, how about 79 combined points? How about 2 weeks before that, they give up 53 to Navy. So we go over 62 tonight. No wind, no rain, no nothing. High 60s. Let's have a shootout and continue cashing in college football. Mikey B, you've been sitting there very, very, very patient. Patience no more, my friend. Bring us home.
I'm ready. I got 2 NBA player props for tonight. First, let's go to the 76ers and Hawks game. Let's do Tobias Harris. Over 15.5 points. That's minus 120 on FanDuel. I think those odds have even shifted in our favor a little bit since I sent this in. Across 9 games that James Harden has played this season, Harris has only averaged 13.4 points on 10.7 shot attempts per game. However, since Harden went down, Harris scored at least 21 points in both games. The big reason is he attempted at least 15 shots in both games. So with Harden out here for at least a few weeks, I like Harris to go over 15.5 points tonight. Second, let's go to the Heat Hornets game. Let's do Bam Adebayo to record a double-double at minus 104 on FanDuel. The Hornets are very thin at center. Adebayo destroyed them last season over four games. He averaged 20.8 points and 13.3 rebounds. He had three double-doubles against them. The one that he missed, he had nine rebounds, so he just missed it. He scored at least 10 points in every game this season, and the Hornets have allowed the fifth most rebounds per game in the league. So let's round that out with Bam Adebayo to record a double-double.
And let's keep in mind, last night we had the Blazers. We cashed over the Hornets. They're up by double digits in the third quarter and lost by double digits. They're tired. They do not want to play this Miami Heat team who is pissed off. They're not happy the way their season started. I love this play for Bam Adebayo. Couple of things from the chat before we get out of here. We got a brand new member of the fam. So say hello to Bruce. Now, Bruce says, who is Prop Stars? So I can read his analysis at Sportsline. I'm relatively new. Bruce, welcome. We love everybody, and we will do as much as we can to help you navigate. All you got to do is kind of put in Alex. His name is Alex. I always forget his last name because I just call him Prop Stars all the time. He is the best prop bettor in America, and he's on our team. Just kind of go in, try out Sportsline, just kind of hit a few things, and then if you have any more questions, put them into the chat. I guarantee you somebody can help you there, or one of the members of my crew can help you, or anybody else who is brand new. And Big Cheesy 707, help him out. Cheesy says, I make more money 5 minutes than I do in a day of work. How about that? All right. Don't forget tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Live, Early Edge Live. We got down to the Falcons and the Panthers. And I'm so damn excited today, not because we had a good day yesterday, not because we're going to have another great day today, because we get to do this for a living, and we get to do this with you, and you make it possible. So I want to make sure you guys know how valuable you are to us and the entire crew. And with that being said, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos, Mikey B, Tobias Harris over 15.5 points, minus 120. Bam Adebayo, double-double against those Hornets. And that porous defense, minus 104. Then the speculator, two big plays from the National Football League. Seattle +2.5. Remember, that's a 9:30 a.m. Eastern start in Germany against the Bucks. Don't wake up Sunday morning and go, Coach, what happened? I'm telling you right now. Vikings +3.5 in Buffalo against the Bills. Get it in before they announce Josh Allen is not going to play. And it drops down to 3 or maybe even 2.5. Then one play from Sportsline and our main man, Micah Roberts, will go Tulsa, Memphis to sail to the over 62 and get you set for a big weekend in college football. One other note, for those of you who are brand new, our college basketball experts at Sportsline, 22-3-1 to start the season. Let me repeat myself, 22-3-1, hashtag it pays to watch. Hashtag it pays to be a member. Oh, by the way, $10 a month. That's it. Not $1,000, not $1,500. $10 to be a part of the family. That's all it is. Oh, I feel good today. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets. Bruce, this is for you. Straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Damn it, do I love them all. The Speculator, Mikey B, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. You want to have a good time? You want to be educated, entertained? You want to be valued and included? There's only one spot. We call it the Early Edge, and sometimes, oh, we do it in 8. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.